What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth Podcast. We have an awesome interview today. To start off by, you all want to introduce yourself and say who you're representing?
I'm Lynn Roller. I'm the Executive Director of Citizens Caring for Children.
And I'm Tony Lee, and I am the Director of Operations and Communications for Citizens Caring for Children.
And we all have these awesome t-shirts on.
Yeah.
So check out the visual version because it really is awesome. You all just want to talk to our listeners about what Citizens Caring for Children is?
Citizens Caring for Children is a nonprofit that serves children living in foster care in central Oklahoma. We provide basic necessities, clothing, books, personal hygiene kits. They can come visit us 4 times a year, and we serve about 250 to 260 children.
That is awesome.
Yeah, so we do that through a resource center. So our foster families in the central Oklahoma area are able to come in through appointments and shop. There's a shopping list, 2 tops, 2 bottoms, 5 pair of underwear, 5 pair of socks, shoes, PJs, 2 bras for girls, hygiene kit, and 2 books, mm-hmm. I think is our list. If it's a kid's first time to come visit us, they also get a blanket, a duffel bag, and a stuffed animal. To sort of help them as they move into care and sort of go through that process. And so we're an ongoing resource, so our foster families are able to continue to use our services as long as they have kids in their home.
How are you all getting all this stuff?
Well, we are a 501c3. We write grants, and then we depend on fundraisers and personal donations, corporate donations to help us. We also have a lot of groups who will do drives for us, and so we get in-kind gifts. So, for example, recently several schools had what they call Socktober. They have shoe and sock drives for us in October.
There's nothing better than shoes and socks.
And that helps a lot because we give out 16,100 pairs of socks every year. So it takes a lot of socks to keep that going. So,
3,700 pair of shoes.
That is awesome.
And everything we provide is new, with the exception of books, which are either new or gently used. Foster kids get a lot of gently used clothing and things that have been shared with other kids. And so we think it's important for them to have an opportunity to come to our resource center is made to seem like a retail store where they can make their own choices of what they'd like to have. And it's new, hasn't been used by someone else.
And that's very psychological. Oftentimes you get kids that have like older brothers and sisters, like, mm-hmm. I just get nothing but hand-me-downs.
Right.
So if you're a foster kid, it'll be even more beneficial because it's like, right. Oh, this is mine. I picked this up.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm the first one to have this. That's awesome. Exactly. Yeah. How long have you all been doing this?
1984. We were started by a foster family that just saw a need in the community for clothing and basic necessities for kids in care. Started at a church in Edmonds, and it just continued to grow so much that it separated from the church, became a separate 501c3, and we have been kicking ever since. So.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Do you all, I know, let's just talk about the cool t-shirts.
Yeah.
What is Team Santa 2018?
We have 2 special projects during the year. One is a back-to-school event, which is held in late July, obviously to help kids prepare for back-to-school. Give them a new outfit, shoes, socks, underwear, a backpack, and school supplies. And then our other project, which is the one that we're heavily involved in right now, is Joy for Kids. And we partner with DHS and KFOR, Scott Hines in Your Corner, and we fill 1,200 wish lists for children living in foster care. The DHS caseworkers fill out a list. We take 1,200. There are actually about 5,300 lists that are filled throughout the state for kids at Christmas time, and a lot of different organizations help fill that. Tulsa County has their own organization. Cleveland County has their own. Some other organizations here in the city help, and so 1,200 is the portion that we at Citizens Caring for Children take. And then we get corporations, businesses, churches, and lots of individuals who take a list and fill it for us. And the average cost to fill a list is about $75 to $100. A lot of people don't have time to shop or don't want to shop, and so they'll make a donation for us to shop and fill the list. And the list has the children's sizes and things, but it also has 3 things that they have specifically asked for. Like if you were a mom or if you were a dad and, excuse me, you're asking your kids, or when you were a child, your parents said, what do you want for Christmas? And you had your two or three top things that you really wanted to find under the Christmas tree. Well, a lot of times foster kids get maybe a generic gift, but they don't get what they specifically asked for, because maybe they're moving homes or all kinds of things. So the list that DHS gives us make it possible for the child to get something that the child specifically has asked for, like, I want a Hawaiian Barbie, or, you know, whatever it is that they want, specific books.
Yeah.
How do you go about finding these specific things in time for Christmas and getting it to them? Seems difficult.
Tony, I'll let you talk
about that. So we get all the wish lists. They start getting accumulated in August. They get distributed to us in November. And then we push out to the community. So we are community supported. Those different organizations, individuals, and companies that take the lists have about a month to be able to find the items for the kids and then pull them back in. And then if there are any wish lists left over, or we pull wish lists for monetary donations, then we get to do the shopping. So it's your classic Kohl's, Target, some Walmart, Amazon.
And there are things, to answer your question, there are things.
There are
kind of interesting
things,
that, you know, we go through the list and we see something on a list and we have no idea, so we
Google it.
Last year someone wanted Dragon Ball Z, but it was like a specific character. We had no idea. And then a little girl wanted Peppa Pig, and I don't know what Peppa Pig is. I know now what Peppa Pig is, but we even had a lady who was filling lists call back in to ask us what Peppa Pig was. So it's a little bit of research and toys, but we feel like it's worth it. We want to make sure that those kids, when they wake up Christmas Day, everything about their lives is in a bit of turmoil and they're adjusting to new situations, that for that moment that they can just have like a happy Christmas moment.
Can I just say how awesome it is? It's your job.
To shop.
Christmas gifts, make people happy.
Well, and it's all year long, because if we're not shopping for Christmas gifts, we, are shopping for shoes and socks and underwear and clothes, and we shopped for coats today, and so it is kind of fun that we get to go and pick out stuff that we know kids will like, and so.
That's all. And so do you have an event where you give these out?
We do.
Well, we have, the people at North Park are very generous to give us a space, and that's our drop-off place. So all these people who have been filling lists will bring them to us starting Thursday through Sunday at North Park Mall, and we will package them for DHS to pick up. I mean, there's just, we put it in a certain kind of clear bag. The list is put in there. The list has a barcode, and so that enables DHS to take care of things coming in and out of. They take them to a warehouse, and then either the caseworkers or the parents can come to that warehouse and pick up the things that were purchased for their child. But you should come and see us at North Park if you have a chance, because people are very, very generous. And it is just so much fun to see just
it's all overwhelming
over this
generosity.
Space where we have just bags and bags and bags of toys and bicycles and bedding and all kinds of things that kids ask for.
That's what this podcast is about, is belief in each other and the world.
Yeah,
and that's exactly what this sounds like.
It is amazing.
So what's awesome is if we ran a drop-off location where the families came and got it and the kids picked up, it would be this great moment for us where we get to see the kids open, and that would be awesome. But instead, the foster parents take that home, they wrap it, they put it under the tree, and the kid gets that little magic of Christmas of like, maybe they aren't enough, they still believe in Santa. And so it's not so much about us showing that the community is giving to this kid who already knows that they're being supported by the community. It is them waking up on Christmas morning and opening that gift, and they can still hold on to that sort of happiness. So
that's what Christmas is all about.
That's what it's all about.
Can I hear about the back-to-school drive?
Oh, man. Back-to-school is amazing. So we serve 600 kids. We do it in 4 days, six kids every 15 minutes. But what's really awesome about back-to-school is we partner our kids with a volunteer. So instead of a foster family coming and shopping for their kid, the kids are partnered with a volunteer. Foster parents come over here. There's a little bit of education happening for them while they're waiting on their kids. And those kids get a one-on-one personal shopping experience. They get to pick out their own outfit, their own shoes, socks, underwear, backpack, 10 to 12 school supplies, whatever they want. If they want two packages of markers and three pink folders and 24 erasers, it's sort of this great opportunity to get them excited about going back to school. And part of that is them being able to pick out what they want, what they're comfortable in, what they like, what's going to make them happy to get up on the first day of school, pack their backpack, and go off. There's so much identity that happens at this event that allows them to make some decisions maybe in a time when they don't get to do a lot of decision making.
And you're just unsure about yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
So. And we have dressing rooms, and so they can try things on if they want to. And we, one year we had one little girl, she was a size 6. She tried on every single outfit that we had in size 6 before she made her decision.
Yeah.
You know, the foster mom might not have had the patience for that, but
right.
This volunteer that was with her was having a ball. So
yeah.
It's just a really fun experience for the kids and fun for the volunteers as well.
Yeah.
So how can you volunteer or donate?
So volunteering for that event, because it's one-on-one with the kids, there's an application that you fill out and a background check. We just want to make sure our kids are safe and that's a good, safe environment for everyone. And we do that starting the beginning of July on our website. And then you can donate at any time.
From take donations all year long.
Yeah.
And if you want a website and all the social media is linked below, I'll put it below for you.
That'd be great. So it's cccokc.org. It's a fast plug. Also, if you can't donate money, but you're with an organization, let's say you have a church group that you're a part of, or your school, we had Edmond High School Palm Group do a drive for us during that Shoe Month October. So if you are just have an organization or a group of people, or we had an intern one time that she had some clothes in her closet that still had tags on them. Teen girl, I mean, she's super fashionable and cute, and she just got some of her friends, and they did like a little closet clean out of things that they bought and they never wore, and they were able to bring them here and then sort of re-gift those to foster kids, tags on still fashionable, fun stuff.
They were teenagers?
Teenagers, yeah.
Youth are awesome.
Right? No, it's amazing. So
we have a church group that makes quilts for us, because the first time you come, you get a little quilt. Or blanket of some kind, and about every 6 weeks or so, they'll call and say they have 45, 46 quilts for us. We just have all kinds of different, we had a gymnastics group one time that had a drive for stuffed animals at their gym.
At their gym, yeah.
We have a group that supports us in the summer, the last two summers for back to school, they've had a contest in their office to collect underwear, and it's called Drop Your Drawers, and they have donation boxes where you drop your drawers
drop
in the donation
drawers.
Box. So, you know, underwear is really expensive, and again, we give out 16,100 pairs of underwear in the course of a year. So, even a drive that gets us, you know, if you brought us 25 pairs of underwear, that serves 5 kids.
Yeah.
So,
awesome.
Anything like that is just really, really special, and then that's, you know, something that we don't have to buy.
We also just encourage people to follow us on Facebook. When we have needs in the Resource Center, our underwear gets low or something, we sometimes push out those wish lists on our social media, so Facebook, Instagram.
Again, links in. So, two questions left, but the first one is just some of your favorite positive stories that have come from Citizens Caring for Children since you've been here.
Oh gosh, there are so many. I can think of one fairly recently, We serve children age birth through 18, but we also try to serve kids who are aging out of foster care. When you're 18, you age out. And, you know, if you're with a family, maybe they can keep you, maybe they can't for whatever reason, or, you know, for whatever reason you're on your own. And we had a young boy who had dropped out of high school, and he was trying to get into a program at Francis Tuttle where he could get his GED, and with the completion of that GED, he could also get entrance into a technical program, you know, to get a skill. But he needed some clothing for an interview, so we were able to get him some slacks and some dress shoes and a new belt and a dress shirt and a tie. And so he came out to shop, and he loved what we had gotten for him. And we always try to have choices, but he was happy that he had a tie, but he didn't know how to tie the tie. So luckily, one of our colleagues has a middle school boy. She knew how to tie the tie for him, so she, you know, gave him a little tutorial. And we found out later he was accepted to the program, got his GED, and we feel like, you know, that ability for him to have clothes that he felt were appropriate for the
Very
interview,
important.
You know, gave him some confidence.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I was shopping the other day, and so we're tax exempt, and so at the end you give them your tax exempt information, which has your name, and the checkout person, we used to be in foster care and used to use our services, and she was just so happy that we were there and getting clothes, and she ended up giving a $20 donation back to us, which is amazing, just because, I mean, she obviously was happy with what we did and how we did it and stuff, and she was just happy that we were still here and that we're still serving foster kids and stuff. And so I think that's this great testimonial of the person who used our services, who appreciated it and really enjoyed being able to come here and shop, and that she wanted to be able to help another kid. So
one positive act leading to another.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's just, you know, sometimes foster children are taken from their homes under terrible circumstances or in the middle of the night, and they don't have a chance to go back and get their basic things that were theirs. But also, some of them have been living in conditions that are hard for us to even imagine. One afternoon, we had 5 siblings come. They had been taken into care and came immediately here because they really had nothing but what they were wearing, and what they were wearing wasn't really acceptable. One of the children was a little 5-year-old girl, and she didn't have any underwear. She didn't have underwear on because she didn't have any underwear. And so we gave her some underwear to put on immediately, of course. And she went in and put them on and came out crying. She thought she was in trouble because she didn't have underwear to wear. So the impact of 5 pairs of underwear, can go well beyond, oh, great, I have some new underwear. It's, I didn't have any underwear, and now I do.
Yeah. And we talked about the youth and how they help. And so during our Shoe in October, one of the groups that helps us is Heritage Halls Lower School. And then, so the 3rd grade class really takes that on, although the whole lower school does it. And so this year they donated like 275 pair of shoes and 1,600 and a little bit extra pair of socks. And then their 3rd grade class comes here and volunteers. So they get to process their socks and their shoes, put them onto the floor and see their impact. So they work it into a lesson at the school, which I just think is amazing, because not only
is
it teaching them to give back, but it's also they turn it into like a business type situation. So they challenged the upper school this year. They're super motivated. They made videos and they did interviews. And you could tell when they came here, they already understood the impact of what they were doing, and they're in 3rd grade. So it's this great view into what our future.
They were making videos in 3rd grade.
I mean, you know.
That's pretty impressive.
They went in and interviewed teachers, and they were very formal, and they looked like a reporter. It was amazing. Yeah, and they had an assembly, and they brought some high school kids out, and they challenged them to beat them and stuff. So just got them all even more excited. And yeah, it was
also
pretty impressive.
It spreads awareness.
It does, yeah. And they've been able to double their donation from the first year they did it to this year. So they just keeps growing.
It does. We also have a team board. We have about 40 kids from 13 area high schools who volunteer for us. They do 2 fundraisers a year. They just finished a movie fundraiser, and they made just over $11,000, which is a very, very significant donation for us. And that was through the efforts of 40 high school kids. They plan it, they sell the tickets, they do everything. They do the whole thing. Mm-hmm. And then in the spring, they have a trivia night. So lots of young people doing good for others out in the world.
And that's what we're here for. At the podcast, we still believe in what a driven few can really do to make a positive impact. I think we're good. My co-host isn't here because he's sick.
Oh.
He likes quotes.
Okay.
So you all want to end on your favorite quote?
Oh, gosh. I would have to think about
my favorite quote. Be the change you want to see in the world.
Awesome.
Yeah. Sorry, I got
mine. Doesn't
mine's
know.
Sitting
mine
on my desk.
Know, yeah.
Well, Lynn was a teacher for 18 years, so I'm sure the amount of quotes.
I will go with there are two that I have on signs in my office. One is, when in doubt, be the more generous of the two.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one.
So I'll just leave it with that one.
I like that.
Yeah.
Well, you are being super generous. Hopefully you inspire our listeners to show there is some positive change in the world.
Well, thanks for what you do.
Yeah,
we appreciate
awesome.
That as well. And we can't wait to see all the awesome things you do later. We'll try to get some kids on for the backpack drive.
Okay, that'd be great.
Thank you all for coming on. We have a nice night. We'll be back soon with more Positive Truth episodes.